Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. Dom and Groot are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I got an admission, Dominic. I got the hiccups. I'm not even kabloozling yet. I guess a little preview of tomorrow's show. Kirby has the hiccups in the happy hour. Well, I'm happy to announce I've been joined by a friend. He can do most of the talking now. He is Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, welcome back to the Broadcast Bunker 2.0.
Hey, Crudy. It's great to be here. Great to see you. Great to see Dom by remote. You guys doing well?
Matt. Awesome, man. Thanks for joining us once again, my friend.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We are in the midst of the summer of love, Matt, so life's pretty good. Let me ask you about the weekend. I took a little glee and the former president taking a pot shot at Robin Voss, Devin LeBayhew, and Chris Kapinga for not being sufficiently conspiratorial, I guess.
Even worse, I mean, he said they were actually working hard to cover up election corruption in Wisconsin.
That's a cover-up.
Yeah, they're part of the cover-up. Robin Voss evidently not sufficiently yelling the big lie from the highest treetops in Wisconsin for the big liar himself.
And, man, I found it hilarious that Robin Voss felt it very important to defend himself as a proper bootlicker.
Yeah, he quickly issued a press release with LeBayhew saying, actually, we've been doing everything we can to foment the big lie among Wisconsinites and investigate every which way, but whatever, loose.
Now, Matt, I take no great issue with the Legislative Audit Bureau, the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau, doing some sort of post-election audit, if you must. But that's the right organization to do a nonpartisan audit. But I do take quite a bit of issue with these cops that Robin Voss is hiring, former cops, partisan cops, for what, like $3,500 a month each. And now he's found an attorney to head it all up. And I couldn't think of a worse choice. The very corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. I mean, you could have put names in a hat and come up with a better choice than Gableman. This guy is the worst of the worst amongst partisans.
Yeah, I kept wondering who the lawyer to be named later was going to be in this thing. Right. It turns out to be Michael Gableman.
Was Essenberg busy?
Right, exactly. Will had other things going on.
Well, Essenberg's busy making some serious money from the Bradley Foundation by going into court every other day to sue Evers or to sue the Democrats or to sue on these ballot box issues. But Gableman, I mean, you're right to call him a corrupt justice. The most corrupt thing I think he did was to sit in on the John Doe 2 case and to let Walker off the hook after Walker had violated our campaign finance laws here in Wisconsin by working hand in glove with some of the outside groups in raising money for himself and for the Republican Party of Wisconsin to beat back the recalls, you'll remember. So in the summer of 2015, Gableman's on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and before him is the special prosecutor who's going after Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Wisconsin Club for Growth, who are working with Walker. And they dismissed the John Doe 2 case on a ridiculous interpretation of the First Amendment. And Gableman shouldn't even been sitting on the case because what did he get from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce when he was running for election? $1,760,000 he benefited from expenditures from WMC. And from
back in 08, that was a hell of a lot of money for a state Supreme Court race.
Ton of money. And Wisconsin Club for Growth, another group that the special prosecutor was looking at, gave him a crisp $500,000 in expenditures on his behalf.
Why would you recuse, in the words of Prosser, who also chose not to recuse, those donations came more than a year ago.
Right, that's old news, man.
Oh, it's just serious money. And Gableman was in a real close race, defeated Lewis Butler, the first African-American to serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and in just a disgusting campaign, as you pointed out, Crudy, a couple minutes ago. And so here you have Gableman speaking to the Republican state convention over the weekend, saying, oh, I got a lot of friends here. It's great to see all these friends. And then he says, you know, you guys are right not to let bygones be bygones about the November 3rd election. This is where we draw the line, he says.
What? Right. What, man? Well, this is where we draw the line? Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, Republican hack, now on the payroll of Robin Voss, looking into election irregularities, Matt. I mean, based on what? And this is what really bothers me. And I know, Crudy, you give some deference to the Legislative Audit Bureau, because if there's going to be something, that perhaps they're the ones to do it. But that aside, based on what evidence? You know what I'm saying? The fact that we're even going down these roads, Matt, without any specific allegations or evidence of fraud, I mean, why even go through the exercise? The fact that we have a legitimate Legislative Audit Bureau investigation or review, however they're describing it, gives, I think, credibility and credence to this big lie, Matt. What's your take?
It's all fueling the big lie, and that's the joke about criticizing Voss, because Voss, you know, he told the Legislative Audit Bureau to do its thing. On top of that, he had the legislative campaign committees run a couple, kangaroo hearings there, where only the people from the far-right talk radio and other far-right lawyers could testify. No one else could testify. He got rid of Ron Tussler, who was someone who was leading the campaign committee, and he put Janelle Brangin in charge of that.
Moderates got to go. I got just the right lady to replace him.
It's just been, he's been doing all he can to placate his own, what I call the wacko caucus that he's got to deal with there.
But he's quiet about it. You know, man, I think maybe that's the thing. I mean, you know, Robin Voss isn't screaming it from the rooftops in doing this. He's doing these kinds of moves that are only going to be really seen by those who pay very close attention, right? So a guy like Trump doesn't see, you know, big fights going on in the state houses, so he doesn't think anything's going on. But apparently, Matt, he was just misinformed. But no matter what comes out of this, though, man, it's like the Cyber Ninja CEO and what's going on at the fraud in Arizona. No matter what comes out, you cannot believe the words that they're going to tell us. Same with this. You got partisans in charge of the process, at least as it pertains to Gableman and these three other cops that are going to be, you know what, looking and into every allegation. So, folks, if you got some allegations, make sure you let them know. But this is, how do we believe? I mean, we can't. The system, the process is so tainted and partisan already. I'm not going to believe anything that the Cyber Ninjas or Gableman tells me as a result of their fraudit.
No, and they're just, you know, feeding their base this toxic red meat. And we saw the results of feeding your base toxic red meat on January 6th. That's how a fraction of that base reacts on that diet. But look, it's kind of a no-win situation, because every time they use the F word, the fraud word, even if there's no basis for it, you know, it soothes the the minds of the people who want to believe that there was something wrong, shenanigans, as Voss put it, or something worse. And so, it's just disgusting what Republicans are doing, including Voss, and especially Trump. But to me, this is a prelude to Republicans eating their own. And I think they're going to end up knocking Voss off eventually, because he's not going to be sufficiently, screaming at the top of his lungs about the fraud. I mean, he made the mistake when those Brangin wackos were going to Arizona to suggest maybe they shouldn't go, and maybe what are they looking for, bamboo on the ballots? He was joking.
Right.
And they got really furious at him for even suggesting that there wasn't foundation for them to go to Arizona and look at the fraud at there. I mean, that's what he's dealing with, and I hate to have sympathy or pity for Robin Voss. My
then
God.
Don't!
I mean, he has been the biggest, except for Walker, the biggest water boy for Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce and the business, big business interests in Wisconsin, more than anybody else. And he has led, you know, this attack on our democracy that we're suffering from. And yet it's just not enough. And there's this insatiable appetite on the right that you've got to be so far out there or we're not going to be on your side. If you dare to question anything that the big liar says, you're no good for us, and you got to be thrown overboard, thrown to the wolves.
Man, I'm quite enjoying watching Robin Voss squirm before the Cheeto Messiah. But let me ask you, somebody had to drop a dime on Robin Voss, as was pointed out by John Nichols before. Robin Voss isn't on the top of Donald Trump's Know the Republican list, probably. So how did he name these three strange backbenchers who are only famous here in the state of Wisconsin for their malfeasance? How would he have known about Devin LeMahieu, Chris Kapinga, and Robin Voss unless a local put a bug in his ear?
Shea Sortwell.
Well, I'm sure his staff has connections in Wisconsin, and that someone ratted out Voss. And I do believe that Trump was still angry that the Republican slate of bogus electors weren't the ones that the state of Wisconsin during the Electoral College was trying to put forward, that Voss didn't do enough even way back then. I mean, this is a guy, if we know anything about him, he holds a grudge, and he wanted those ballots of the Electoral College thrown out, and Voss didn't do enough then.
Wisconsin is still on the Trump hit list. Over the course of the weekend, he put out a press release talking about how he got scroogied in every single state. In Wisconsin, it was the loophole on voter IDs with the indefinitely confined absentee ballots. And I believe I saw the Wisconsin Supreme Court, again by a 4-3 ruling with Hagedorn being the lead on this, said that right now they're not going to take up the case of absentee ballot drop boxes and the like in the state of Wisconsin. But apparently, once again, because the Republicans keep trying to skip the steps and go directly to the, you know, the conservative court of favored appeal.
Yeah, so they threw it out. Hagedorn threw it out. He was the decisive vote in this. He's the swing justice now, both because they wanted to go, you know, directly to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and not deal with lower court. Who needs that hassle? But also because, you know, the claims were the guy who Fabic, the Caterpillar tractor guy, didn't have standing to bring it. There were other legal problems that he couldn't figure out. Or Gableman said, you know, this guy just doesn't have the right to be in court for us to hear this case right now. So there were a lot of problems with the way the case was presented. But again, you know, I'm waiting for Trump to go after Hagedorn now. I mean, someone will leak his name to Trump and out will come another press
release. Well, gentlemen, if I may, on this very topic, Mitchell Schmidt reporting at the Wisconsin State Journal, the headline, conservative group files lawsuit challenging use of drop boxes in Wisconsin. That would be Wisconsin Law and Liberty filed a lawsuit in Waukesha County Circuit Court challenging the use of absentee ballot drop boxes. Apparently filed the lawsuit on behalf of a couple of locals, Richard Teagan of Heartland, Richard Tom of Menominee Falls. Here's what Will said. Wisconsin voters deserve certainty that elections are conducted fairly and in accordance with state law, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission is giving advice to clerks that is contrary to the law, putting the ballots of countless voters at risk. So perhaps the wrong process, wrong plaintiffs. Last time around, they didn't barely wait a minute. They got another one coming up through the Waukesha County Circuit Court.
Did they have drop boxes in Waukesha County? Because to the best of my knowledge, that happened mostly in Dane and Milwaukee counties. But if you want the right district court outcome, right, you got to go to Waukesha County. But of course, they're going to have a standing issue in Waukesha if, let's say, Judge Brad Schimmel happens to catch that case. But I don't think he's going to hold them accountable for standing. Do you, Matt?
No. And, you know, how many bites at the apple do these guys get? I mean, this...
As many as it takes.
I guess so. I don't think this is going to get very far either. It's, again, you know, Rick Eisenberg at Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty just, you know, beating this dead horse. I mean, they've lost at the Wisconsin Supreme Court several times now on this issue. And it's an issue being legislated in the Capitol right now, where the Republicans have passed bills to say you can only have, one drop box in places under 70,000, and those that have more than 70,000 at most can have, what, four drop boxes in the city of Milwaukee and the city of Madison? I mean, that's going to be ridiculous.
Matt, real quick, on behalf of our pal Maggie Dawn, who did a fine job sitting in for Dominic on Friday, she's Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She helped negotiate the opiate settlement, AB 384, which is largely supported by Republicans and a few Democrats. But the Attorney General is currently opposed to this. And if you talk to the Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and I did on Friday, she says Josh Call has got this completely wrong and that Tony Evers needs to hurry up and sign this before Milwaukee and Dane County get screwed. In this case, the Democrats may misunderstand the issue. Are you familiar at all, man? Maybe we can talk more when we come back. Got Batman in the broadcast bunker 2.0. Maggie Dawn says Tony Evers go sign Assembly Bill 384. Maggie says it. I trust her. Matt Rothschild says it. I trust him. Come back. More Devils.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
If you're not happy here, you can leave.
I have never been more excited about anything that I get to have gotten the chance to work on.
You're going
to
be dead.
We have seen a small increase in deaths, which is a good thing.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at zeroresmadison.com.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, we can jam your call in at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, this fine show going on the road again tomorrow morning, heading to our old stomping grounds, La Crosse, Wisconsin. It's God's country up there. Hope we have time for a cold beverage or two on 3rd Street. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow from Shooters on 3rd. And the occasion, Joe Biden's coming to Wisconsin. Matt Rothschild here with me in the Madison studios. Matt, let me ask you, Joe Biden coming back to Wisconsin. He was here in February. Really haven't rolled out an itinerary. All I know is him and Tom Vilsack are going to get in a car and go driving around looking for a farm, according to the Journal Sentinel.
Well, they should be able to find one.
To drive far. But what do you think about this as a political move on behalf of Joe Biden?
Well, I think it's important for Biden to come back to Wisconsin at being so close here. You know, we always faulted Hillary Clinton for not being able to find Wisconsin with GPS and a flashlight. So, you know, it's nice that Biden has given us a little recognition. He understands that the state is, split right down the middle. And so he should be here. And it just, you know, I'm wondering, you know, is he going to run again? He's coming here. The Democrats.
Talking about Biden.
Yeah. Is he?
Absolutely. He's already implied as much, and Ron Klain, his chief of staff, has said as much.
Well, they have to say as much, otherwise he's a lame duck, and he's, you know, people are going to be running around behind his back doing all sorts of nasty things. But, you know, it may be that that he's preparing for another run, and he needs to get to Wisconsin as often as he can.
Well, that would be a good thought. Some question whether or not Tony Evers would run for re-election. Obviously, at the Democratic Party convention earlier this month, he made his big announcement. So he's in it to win it. But conspicuously, his lieutenant governor, Mandela Barnes, made no such announcement. And apparently Mandela's now hiring some staffers. It's possible that Mandela's going to jump into the senatorial race, hoping to take on Ron Johnson. But what kind of position politically does that leave Tony Evers in without his dynamic lieutenant governor?
Well, I think Tony Evers is well-liked by Wisconsinites. His positive rating is above water, and I think he's done a pretty good job here, even with both hands tied behind his back and a gag in his mouth put there by the legislature. I mean, he's had a real hard time. I was actually surprised that he decided to run for re-election, because I remember a quote in the Journal Sentinel where he said, I'll run for re-election if I'm still having a good time. And I don't think he's had a great time in the governor's mansion, actually.
Well, I wouldn't think it's been a party over there at the governor's mansion. So we know that Evers is back in it, and we know that there are Republicans chomping at the bit to take him on. Rebecca Clayfish, probably the most prominent, the former lieutenant governor under Walker, do you see her as the clear front runner? Do you think she walks away in the primary? I mean, no offense to Bill McCoshin, seems like a nice guy, but he's still a Republican, and he's still a lobbyist. Not exactly a winning resume as far as I'm concerned. And there are others considering Kevin Nicholson, you know, the guy whose parents maxed out to Tammy Baldwin when he ran for U.S. Senate. That guy's thinking about running because he can't seem to find a real job in this world. But I think Rebecca Clayfish, in all probability, will be the Republican nominee. Here's the question. Can she claim no taint from Trump? Once upon a time, I believe it was 16, she was part of that Women for Trump movement. And her whole claim to fame would be appeal to suburban women. Well, can she both appeal to suburban women and also be a woman for Trump?
Well, I think it's a hard thing for her to kind of referee. And it's hard to win in the Republican primary if you're not pro-Trump. So she's going to sing a pro-Trump tune during the primary. And then she's going to be, what, Trump's gone too far all of a sudden? I didn't know. I mean, it's not a very credible maneuver.
Well, that, I wonder how she's going to continue the big lie. Dom, I see we got callers, but I want to give you a crack.
But also, again, let's remember, I mean, it's, while certainly, you know, the politics never ends and, you know, Rebecca Clayfish will be running, but, you know, Trump's going to have a whole different reality perhaps a year from now, let alone by the next election, hell, by the end of summer, that perceptions about Trump, even within the Republican Party, could seriously change in the next 6 months. Just saying.
I'm waiting for that fever to break. I'm waiting for it.
I've been waiting a long time, man. 844-967-2789. But someone like Rebecca Clayfish, if that starts happening, she could pull them away from that, you know, and run as a non-Trumper Republican. Profane Ronnie, you are up with Batman Matt Rothschild. Welcome, Ronnie. What do you got for us today?
Hey, guys. So I have a friend from high school. He was a year ahead of me. Who is a super Trumper. We're Facebook friends. And, I mean, he's just Trump, 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 Trump. And he got an award last year for knocking on more doors in Waukesha County than anybody else.
Wow.
And he was always front and center. Yeah, he was always front and center at all the rallies, blah, 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 stop the steal. And a couple minutes ago, I found out that he was one of the two guys that filed that lawsuit. It's Rich Tom. I know that guy. Oh, my God. I can't believe he filed a lawsuit. Give me a break.
Well, it's easy to file a lawsuit when someone else funds the lawsuit. Let's call it the Bradley Foundation through the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. He's just the straw man.
He's the conduit, Ronnie. Well, good to know. Imagine
Ronnie
some partisans involved.
Ronnie knows the Manchurian candidate.
Thanks for the call, Ronnie. Have a great day. Pizza Box Mike, you will have the last word with Matt Rothschild.
Matt, I'm not so sure about Evers. I was just in the truck stop, and on the wall it said, for a good time, call Tony Evers. So, you know, maybe some of the state's having a good time. I don't know. But I really do believe that we need to fuel the feud that's going on in the Republican Party. I think I'm going to come up and start, like, making friends with some of the other Republicans that don't like bots. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think we need you and your signs and your yelling in the Capitol, Mike. Love to see you there.
Pull the Vuvuzela out, man.
Get it out of retirement, Michael.
I'll need some denture cream for that to hold my teeth in.
You can do it, I'm sure.
Any other thoughts, Michael?
No, man, but I'm ready to blow for sure. You know, it's time to, put up or shut up, right? It's time to whatever they say. It's time to do it.
I'm gonna take you at your word that you're ready to blow, fella. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Appreciate you, Matt Rothschild. Appreciate all our fine guests. They included Michael Johnson from the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County and John Nichols from The Nation. And, Matt, I'm looking forward to a little road trip in the morning, going on the road again with my little buddy. You know, he'll insist upon driving and tailgating right up to people's back bumpers.
Speed up or move over, baby.
We'll be at Shooters in La Crosse on 3rd Street. Come join us there at the big broadcast on the road tomorrow. Joe Biden looking for a farm in southwestern Wisconsin. You know, hopefully he finds some milk and some cheese and maybe a farmer's daughter for good measure. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's... Oh, you know, I take that back. Joe, move beyond the sniffing days. Yeah. Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Earl Ingram is next. The Native Roots Radio, then the Herbal Aspect. Keep it locked right here on Devil Radio 92.7.
Do not go gently to that good night.
We will be back in some form.
Rage. Rage against the dying of the light.
Have to beat that off?
No. Inappropriate. Stop
Everybody's
it right now.
Everybody's doing it.